From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump, in his first address to the United Nations General Assembly, has doubled down on criticisms of Iran, Venezuela, and North Korea. On Twitter Tuesday, Mr. Trump expressed anticipation about his address. Quote, "Big day at the United Nations, many good things and some tricky ones happening," he tweeted. Big speech at 10 a.m. Speaking before the gathered world leaders, Mr. Trump emphasized the challenges presented by war, terrorism, and mass migration.
"We meet at a time of both immense promise and great peril. It is entirely up to us whether we lift the world to new heights or let it fall into a valley of disrepair."
Mr. Trump is also calling on UN members to confront Pyongyang over its nuclear weapons and intercontinental ballistic missile program and block them before North Korea's military becomes any more formidable.
"No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea."
Also, while in New York, Mr. Trump held one-on-one meetings with French President Emmanuel Macron and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Also scheduled to speak at the UN General Assembly today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, and Gambia's new leader Adama Barrow. This is VOA News. Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi Tuesday pleaded for more time to address the grievances of the Muslim Rohingya. This follows a three-week crackdown that has forced hundreds of thousands to seek refuge in Bangladesh. Speaking to the nation, the Nobel laureate said more than Muslims have been impacted by the violence there.
"We feel deeply for the suffering of all the people who have been caught up in the conflict. Those who have had to flee their homes are many, not just Muslims and Rakhines, but also small minority groups such as the Dine, Maro, Tep, Miramaji, and Hindus, of whose presence most of the world is totally unaware."
She said her government is committed to the restoration of peace and stability in Rakhine State, as well as a verification process of the refugees who fled.
"We are prepared to start the verification process at any time. A verification process was set up as early as 1993, and based on the principles to which both countries agreed at this time, we can continue with the verification of those refugees who wish to return to Myanmar."
Aung San Suu Kyi. The Caribbean island nation of Dominica took a direct hit overnight from Hurricane Maria after the storm rapidly strengthened into a Category 5 hurricane. That means it's capable of bringing life-threatening storm surges and flooding rains. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett wrote on Facebook that initial reports indicate widespread devastation. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Maria now has maximum sustained winds of about 250 kilometers per hour. Iraq's top court on Monday temporarily suspended next week's planned referendum on independence in the semi-autonomous northern Kurdistan region. It's a vote strongly opposed by the central government and several nations as well, including the United States. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said the Iraqi Kurds must be careful.
"The Kurds will have to think twice before they actually go ahead with it. But the way things stand, they've gone this far out, it's unlikely that they'll be willing to walk away from it."
The vote is scheduled for September 25th and involves three provinces. Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani said a yes vote won't lead to immediate independence, but will kickstart serious discussions with Baghdad. And U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis announced Monday that the U.S. is sending another 3,000 troops to Afghanistan. That's an increase of over 25% and brings the total U.S. deployment in that nation to over 14,000 personnel. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.